I talked with Kelly Martin, pet psychic, recently. She explained her healing journey, her connection with animals, and familiars. Today's journey will have you looking for and finding your animal familiar, then taking a few to listen to its message for you and how you can work with it. Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. My name is Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel, so I bring forward your guides so you can connect more easily with them, allowing you to have soul-deep conversations with them whenever you want. I'm also an energy healer, past life explorer, a teacher. My goal is to empower you by teaching you these techniques that you can use on your own. We work together to find and identify the blockages to your growth and release them, inviting you to explore your possibilities. I'm available for phone and virtual sessions, and with Washington opening up, I'll be at many of the in-person events. The best way to contact me is Susie, that's S-U-S-Y, Susie@BlueLightningHealing.com. Visit BlueLightningHealing.com for up-to-date information. Blessings. Popular culture loves to show witches with black cats as a familiar. These cats have been demonized to this day. Familiars are spirit guides in animal forms. They are divine help in a four-legged, winged, or aquatic form. Each animal represents a lesson to us two-legged beings. Today, let's go to the spirit animal shelter and give you a chance to hang out until your familiar comes forward to you. Then, you'll have an opportunity to exchange love and to connect. So, get comfortable, allow yourself time to be quiet and uninterrupted, and we'll see you on the other side. Before we start, I would like to remind you of the guidelines I follow in developing these meditations. First and foremost, you are in complete control of the experience. If you feel uncomfortable or are not getting what you think you ought to from the experience, you can leave and come back another time. We work together, you, me, and our guides. We all work together to create a safe, protected, and sacred space in which you can explore. Remember, you're in control. Now on to the meditation. Breathe. Get comfortable. Give yourself permission to relax. And breathe deeply. Allow your body to sink into the chair or bed or whatever you're on. Trust that you are solidly supported. Trust what information you receive. Trust that you are loved. You are safe. And you are protected. Remember, you are in complete control during this meditation. You can leave at any time, safely. Breathe. Breathe into your belly. And breathe out completely. Breathe in love. Breathe out your to-do list. Breathe in love. Breathe out your to-do list. Breathe in love. Breathe out your to-do list. Breathe. breathe in love. Breathe out distractions. Breathe in love. Breathe out distractions. Breathe in love. Breathe out calm. Breathe in love. Breathe out calm. Breathe in love. Breathe out peace. Breathe in love. Breathe out peace. As you breathe, you can feel tensions release throughout your body. Your body melts into the chair. Your muscles relax. Toes, fingers, and jaws unclench. If you need to adjust your body position to be more comfortable, that's fine. Keep breathing. Call Mother Earth energy to come up through your feet, however you envision it to be. The energy enters through your feet, flows into your ankles, winds its way up your legs, balancing your hips, soothing digestion, calming your stomach, relaxing your heart, blessing your lungs, helping your shoulders to relax further. Then Mother Earth energy travels down your arms, flowing out your hands and fingers, then traveling back up to your shoulders and moving to your neck, relaxing, releasing the jaw, opening the ears, soothing your eyes, and quieting your mind to sprout up through your crown chakra. Breathe to relax even more deeply, trusting you are safe, and now call Source through your crown chakra, calming your brain even more, releasing pressure from behind the eyes, opening your ears, soothing your jaw. Relaxing your neck, your shoulders. Divine flows down your arms, mixing with Mother Earth energy in your palms and fingers, coming back up to your chest, flowing down to your heart to meet with Mother Earth energy. Yes, like the yin-yang symbol, swimming and swirling about in harmony and love. Source flows into your internal organs, clearing, easing, relaxing. Source flows down your spine, calming your stomach, easing digestion, aligning your hips, flowing down your legs, into your ankles, out through your feet, and into Mother Earth. You are aware of both energies flowing through you with ease. So, here you are in your sacred space. Today, it is in the form of a lawn or field, a wide open area with no fences. There is a gentle breeze and ample sunlight. And some trees are there to provide shade. You are comfortably situated, soaking up the energy of Source. You are relaxed and open to receive love and wisdom. The breeze plays gently about. The shadows dance, and you are one with Source and Mother Earth. And breathe. Breathe the intention of discovering your animal guide, your totem, your familiar. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. Cast your awareness around you. You can sense all sorts of beings there. Do you sense one yet that is resonant with your energy? You can feel energies that are not resonant. They are not harmful to you, just not resonant. Those energies amble peacefully around, not taking notice of you. they slowly clear away, one by one, clearing out from your sacred space. And you sit peacefully, breathing in love, breathing out love. As you maintain your awareness of your surroundings, you can sense an energy that feels familiar. It knows you, and you know it from past lifetimes in a variety of forms. You have been partners. Partners in healing, partners in learning. As this being walks closer to you, you can make out its shape, its size, its species, even. Yet there is no fear. No fear from you. No fear from this being. There is familiarity, a knowingness you share with each other, even an amiability, a fondness. Because you have known each other so many times before. You can pick up where you left off. Your animal guide approaches you and sits next to you. Sit with them for a moment. Catch up, if you will. Do you have questions for your guide? This is a good time to ask. It's an even better time to listen for an answer and trust what you hear. Does your animal guide have a message for you? What is it? How can you best work with your animal guide, with your familiar? Does it have a lesson or energetic focus to it this time? Is there a show of affection you can exchange, be it a head bump, nuzzling, petting, or just being together? In the peaceful companionship you feel, thank your animal spirit guide for their love and protection, for their wisdom. You can sit with them for as long as you wish. And they will return to you whenever you are in need. Now breathe to integrate their wisdom. Breathe in love, breathe out their essence, their lesson to you. Breathe in love, breathe out their essence. You calmly breathe yourself back into your reality now. You can feel yourself in the chair, and your consciousness returns to your body. You feel your guide sitting in your heart, at peace, at attention, at your beck and call, walking with you in your daily life, a companion on your journey, a guide for your growth. Breathe yourself back into your body. You become aware of your toes and fingers. Feel them wiggle and move. Now your awareness moves to your arms and legs. Stretch them. Your torso, it expands, twists, stretches. You can even yawn. Your neck is pliable and relaxed. Your head clear and ready to come back to the now. And when you are ready, open your eyes. How do you feel? It is all right to take time to further integrate your totem's message. You can cast about for their energy, connect with them on an energetic level. So yes, drink the water, eat the snacks, journal or share the wisdom you have gained. Be kind to yourself and to others. And until next time, blessings. Thank you.